This week, the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs announced more than $64,000 in funding to support Seven Rivers and Wetlands priority projects in Massachusetts. Through the Department of Fish and Game's Division of Ecological Restoration, the series of grants will support community organizations in a variety of projects, including dam removal and replacement, infrastructure repair, and habitat restoration. Tim Purinton, director of the Division of Ecological Restoration, spoke about the Priority Projects program and that the work is focused at the local level.
Our program basically flourishes on the strength of local watershed associations, local community groups, local land trusts, groups that are engaged and interested in seeing a restoration outcome.
In North Adams, Hoosick River Revival, a private nonprofit organization, received $10,000 to assist in part of a complex project with a mission of reconstructing and redesigning flood chutes in the city's downtown. The flood chutes were built in the 1950s by the Army Corps of Engineers to prevent flooding from the north branch of the Hoosick River. Judy Grinnell, founder and leader of the HRR, said that her organization has been working with consultants and the public over the past several years to develop concepts to maximize the river's potential in North Adams by increasing access and making it a key component of economic development.
We have what we're calling options. We have conceptual drawings, 9 of them, for various sections along the river where we might modify the design of the flood chute.
The HRR is just one organization working to revitalize the small Berkshire city. The Partnership for North Adams, which includes the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts and the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Arts, are working to improve the city's downtown, and the city government is also in the process of updating its master plan for the first time in decades. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright said that he appreciates the work HRR is doing because it not only will provide an opportunity for economic development, but the existing flood chutes are safety concerns.
Some are starting to lean. We're starting to see some cracks, and you know they can only last for just so long. They are going to have to be replaced, and it's much better to have a group like the Hoosick River Revival Group looking at this in a way that makes economic sense as well as safety to people and property.
Judy Grinnell says that she hopes to have a concept and design approved by the community, city, and state governments by 2014, but that the work on the project is far from being complete.
It's a work in progress in many ways.
The Priority Projects Program grants are also assisting organizations in Lancaster, Scituate, Boston, and Milton, Plymouth, and Lawrence. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.